A Mortal Terror, A Billy Boyle World War II Mystery, by James R. Benn. Narrated by Peter Burkrot. Swift there came a mortal terror, voices that I knew. The Epic of Hades, Book 2, Actaeon. Part 1. Switzerland. Chiasso, Switzerland, Swiss-Italian border, January 1944. Chapter 1. Kim Philby owed me one. I'd helped him out back in London, and he told me to ask if I ever needed a favor. Well, now that I needed one, I didn't hesitate. I wanted to be there when, not if, when, Diana Seaton returned from her mission. Philby was the only person who could make that happen, so I was glad he was in my debt. As head of the British Secret Intelligence Service's Mediterranean operations, he controlled all the spies, saboteurs, and agents operating in neutral nations and behind enemy lines from Portugal to Turkey. That included Diana Seaton, of the Special Operations Executive, who had been sent into Rome disguised as a nun to establish contact with a pro-Allied circle within the Vatican. How do I, a lowly lieutenant, know all this? Because Diana Seaton is the love of my life, and I worry about her day and night. A lot of people worry about each other in this war, but unlike them, I can do something about it. I work for General Dwight David Eisenhower, which gives me access to secrets out of the reach of most colonels and many generals. The fact that in private I call him Uncle Ike doesn't hurt either. It allows me to get involved with men like Kim Philby. When Philby